Sagte Elige Mishnah Baita, Mesechtes Nazir, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. V'chayiv, ala yayin b'fnei atzmai, v'alo anavim b'fnei atzman, v'al hacharzanim b'fnei atzman, v'al hazogim b'fnei atzman. Okay, don't worry, we will touch B'ez Hashem. Our Mishnah is telling us that a Nazir is chayiv malchus just for drinking wine. V'chayiv is chayiv malchus ala yayin b'fnei atzmai, just for drinking wine. V'alo anavim b'fnei atzman, just for eating grapes. V'alachatzanim b'fnei atzman, and just for grape seeds. V'al hazogim b'fnei atzman, and just for grape skins. Although we'll soon see that there's a machloikis exactly what chatzanim is and what zogim is. Now, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk talks about all of this. Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. V'anovim lachim v'yaveshim lo yoichel. Moist and dried grapes he should not eat. So you're chayiv on each one of these things separately. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagrees. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oimer, he says, Einoi chayiv, one would not be chayiv for eating chartzanim on their own or zagim on their own. At sheyochel until he eats at least shnei chartzanim, two chartzanim, vizogon, and their zog. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds a chatzanim mean the pits. Zog is the skin. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when the pasuk says mechatzanim viad zog lo yoichel, the pasuk is teaching me chatzanim, two pits viad zog and the skin. You're going to have to eat at least two of the pits and their skin. Now, most grapes are that way. They have at least two pits, and they have one skin. Sometimes children today don't even know what it means to have a grape with pits, but natural grapes have pits. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, so new grapes can grow out of it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a big cool over here, a big leniency. According to the Tanakhama, just reading pits or skins, you would be chayiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, two pits and their skin. That's the only way he would be chayiv. But in a way, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is being more machmir than the Tanakhama. Because what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling us here is that if someone does eat two pits and their skin is going to be chayiv, even if there's no shir kezayis there. You can take a look at the Taisus Yom Tov who discusses this. Okay, so what are chatzanim, what are zogim? So we taish chatzanim, our pits, zogim is their peel. But let's see what our Mishnah says. Elohein chatzanim, elohein zogim. This is like a question. Zog the Mishnah, hachatzanim, elu hachitzanim. That's the skin, according to this Tana, hazogim elu atnimim, those are the pits that are in the inside. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda zehal Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yosi says, as we were teaching all along, chartzanim are the pits and the zagim are the skins. And shall I sit in order you shouldn't make a mistake and confuse it, which is the inside, which is the outside. Think about a cowbell or a bell on a behema that hangs on the neck of a behema. Kizuk shel behema. Now, the bell was called a zog. That's the outside part of the bell was called a zog. Hachitzain, the outside, is called a zog. Vapnimi, the inside, the part that bangs, invul. That's called an invul. But the main thing is that the outside part of the bell is called a zog. So that's the skin, which is the outside part of the grapes. That's the mashal. And clearly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also holds this way, because he says, two pits and their skin. Shnei chartzanim vizogon. The other way around, it wouldn't make any sense. Okay, so our Mishnah told us, Mishnah Beis, that the Nazir would be chayiv for drinking wine on its own, grapes by themselves, or eating chatzanim or zagim on their own. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it would have to be two chatzanim and one zag. What are chatzanim, what are zagim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, chatzanim is the outer part. Zagim is the inside part. But according to Rabbi Yossi, as we explained clearly, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says you have to eat two chartzanim and their zag, chartzanim are the inside parts, the pits, and zagim are the skins. And to remember it, the outside of the bell is called a zug, the inside is called an invul, the outside is called a zug. That's like the grape skin, which is on the outside.